Today is Thursday, August 26th. We'll explain why the U.S. military is telling people to leave the airport in Afghanistan right in the middle of their efforts to evacuate them. Also, COVID-19 hospitalizations have almost doubled in the last 3 weeks. Which states have been hit the hardest? Plus, get the vaccine or pay more for health insurance? How tech companies are investing in cybersecurity and celebrating women's right to vote. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Even though thousands of people are still rushing to get out of Afghanistan, the evacuation effort hit a snag. As of early this morning, the U.S., British, and Australian governments are warning their citizens to stay away from the Kabul airport. And anyone there was told last night to leave immediately. The New York Times cited a senior official who said the U.S. was tracking a specific and credible threat from ISIS. For now, it's not clear when people might get the go-ahead to get to the airport once again. But a lot more people still need to get out. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed about 1,500 Americans are still in Afghanistan, and at least 500 of them want to leave in the coming days. Meanwhile, thousands of Afghans are camped outside the airport trying to escape on the last flights out. Some have been approved and have documents that should allow them to get on flights. Others don't, and they're still there taking their chances. At last check, evacuation flights have gotten 88,000 people out of Afghanistan since the U.S. started the withdrawal. And the pace of the evacuation is really picking up now. In fact, at least one day this week, military officials say a new flight was going out every 39 minutes. As of now, the plan is still to get all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by August 31st, which is Tuesday. And the U.S. will keep up with the evacuations until the very last day. But after that, the Taliban is set to get control over the airport. The Taliban has promised, even at that point, that it will allow citizens of other countries to leave. American leaders say they and other countries will hold the Taliban to that. So stay tuned. For the first time since January, more than 100,000 Americans are in the hospital with COVID-19. That's almost double the number of hospitalizations from just the start of this month. But unlike the winter surge, this one does not impact the whole country, just certain states. Most, though not all, are in the South. And a lot of hospitals have reached their limits. Arkansas and Alabama have totally run out of ICU beds. Mississippi recently had to open a second field hospital in a parking lot. States like Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Oregon have had to call in the National Guard to help hospital workers. And others, like Idaho and Texas, have requested help from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, known as FEMA. More than 90% of people in the hospital with COVID-19 are not vaccinated. Almost all of them have the newer Delta variant. There's now more evidence COVID-19 booster shots could help protect more Americans. Both Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson released new studies this week showing an extra dose of their vaccines can make a big difference. The companies followed volunteers from last year's clinical trials. They say when those volunteers got a booster shot, their antibodies multiplied. And the side effects were about the same as after the first two doses. Now, both companies say they'll submit this new data to the FDA for evaluation. A small study from Moderna showed similar results already, so it'll probably also be sending in data soon. Remember, the White House wants to make booster shots available for all Americans starting next month. In other vaccine news, a large study out of Israel looked into whether the Pfizer vaccine could cause heart inflammation. It found there is a small risk of this happening with the vaccine, but the study also found that risk is far greater among people who actually get infected with the virus. So health experts say this is more proof the vaccine's benefits still outweigh the risks. Though some scientists do say it's important to keep collecting data. Well, it's taking a long time for Americans to actually get some of the money Congress approved for COVID-19 relief. In December and March, Congress passed a total of $46.5 billion meant to help people pay rent. But the Treasury Department says only 11% of that money has gone out. Or in other words, most of it, 89% of the money, has not been used. The federal government has already sent that money to state and local governments who are then supposed to hand it out to renters and landlords. But the system has apparently run into some issues. For example, several states hired third parties to lead the programs, and that's led to long transfer processes. Others had computer malfunctions that kept people from applying. So now the Treasury told states to send out bulk payments directly to landlords and utility companies ahead of payouts to tenants in the hopes of speeding things up. Already earlier this month, the CDC issued a new ban on all evictions, and that's supposed to last through October 3rd. But it is being challenged in court, so the ban might not hold up that long. Even though the world slowed down a lot last year, a new report found greenhouse gas emissions were the highest on record. The American Meteorological Society released the State of the Climate Report for the year 2020. It says, for the ninth year in a row, global sea levels rose to a record high, largely because glaciers and ice sheets are melting. Also, global temperatures hit a record high. It was at least 1 degree warmer than the long-term average everywhere, and the most extreme heat was in Europe. Scientists say climate change is contributing to weather extremes. Think deadly heat waves, severe droughts, and major hurricanes. And remember, earlier this month, the United Nations said global warming will only get worse if humans do not stop adding most greenhouse gases to the atmosphere by 2050. So the UN is holding a climate conference in November where countries are supposed to come up with plans to make that happen. More news just ahead, but we'll take a quick break now to thank our sponsor, Policy Genius. Life insurance rates can go up each year, so now is a great time to apply for a policy. But before you do, check out Policy Genius. Policy Genius makes it easy for you to understand your options, compare quotes, and buy a life insurance policy all in one place. In fact, eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week, thanks to an award-winning policy option that swaps the standard medical exam requirement for a simple phone call. The exclusive policy was even rated number one by Forbes. As you know, life insurance provides a tax-free lump sum of money to your loved ones after your death, so you can make sure they're able to pay their everyday bills, children's college costs, final expenses, and more. Well, you can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And you could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. Getting started is easy, and in minutes, you can compare personalized quotes to find your best price. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. That's policygenius.com. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 or pay more for health insurance. That's at least the message from Delta Airlines to its employees. The company has not issued a vaccine mandate, but it does say unvaccinated workers will have to pay an extra $200 a month for health insurance starting November 1st. Delta is the first major American company to try this out, but Politico reports other industries may soon follow the airline's lead. The airline also said beginning next month, unvaccinated workers will need to get tested for COVID-19 weekly. And they'll lose pay protection, meaning they will not get a paycheck if they get sick with COVID and then have to miss work. So far, United and Hawaiian are the only airlines actually requiring its employees to get vaccinated. And as we mentioned yesterday, businesses and other industries have started requiring shots for employees. We're talking oil companies, tech giants, law firms, financial institutions, and more. Also, some colleges like Ohio State, the University of Virginia, and the University of Minnesota are also mandating vaccines for students and staff. Dozens of people across 17 states have gotten sick from salmonella outbreaks. Federal officials are still trying to figure out exactly what caused it. The CDC says it's likely tied to Italian-style meats, since many patients reported eating them before getting sick. That includes meats like salami and prosciutto, typically used in charcuterie boards. The health agency says a lot more people might have gotten salmonella, but didn't know it because most people never actually go to the doctor and get tested. Symptoms are similar to a bad stomach virus. But salmonella can lead to serious illness in older people, those with pre-existing conditions, and children under 5. So if you are at high risk for getting seriously sick, the CDC recommends heating all Italian-style meats to at least 165 degrees before eating them, at least until they find the source of the contamination. The big tech companies plan to spend billions of dollars over the next few years to beef up cybersecurity. Leaders from companies like Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, and IBM met with President Biden yesterday for a White House summit about national security. After the meeting, Microsoft promised to invest $20 billion over the next 5 years to strengthen security tools, and a bit of that will also help government agencies upgrade systems. Google pledged $10 billion and announced a plan to train at least 100,000 American workers for relevant tech jobs. IBM promised to ramp up training efforts and work on certain encryption software. Amazon and Apple also say they'll be making various security improvements. OnlyFans is going to keep allowing X-rated content after all. It was less than a week ago that the subscription service said it was going to ban explicit content. But the thing is, that's what the platform was most known for. So that recent decision has already been reversed and the ban suspended. Adult performers flocked to the site because it was one of the few places on the internet where they could still easily make money. They sell content, and then OnlyFans keeps 20%. So when the change was announced, it sparked some backlash. OnlyFans put out a tweet yesterday saying actually it'll keep supporting all genres of creators, like musicians, chefs, fitness instructors, and adult performers as well. Facebook is rolling out 10 new features for the Messenger app to celebrate 10 years since the Messenger app was first launched. They include polls within group chats, a feature that makes it easier to share contact information and send emojis, added special effects, and more. Facebook is also experimenting with some bigger changes. Right now, voice and video calling is only an option within the Messenger app, but the social media company is apparently looking to bring that feature to the main Facebook app as well. Also, CNET reports Facebook is working on encrypting Messenger threads by default to make them more secure. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, KiwiCo. My family has really enjoyed our KiwiCo crate for our baby Dax. The crate provided us with new ideas and the supplies needed to help his little brain grow and develop all during playtime. KiwiCo's research-backed crates are delivered monthly and come with all the supplies needed for that month's project or playtime. I appreciate that each box is designed by experts, tested by kids, and has a focus on STEAM, as in science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And KiwiCo is definitely not just for newborns. KiwiCo caters to all different age groups, from babies to even teens. In fact, older kids love getting mail just for them. And it's a great way to start the school year, knowing they have a package to look forward to every month. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. And get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/newsworthy. Again, you can get your first month free when you go to KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com/newsworthy. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is that today is Women's Equality Day. It commemorates the day women won the right to vote in the United States. The 19th Amendment was actually approved on August 18th, 1920, but it didn't actually take effect that day. The Secretary of State needed to sign a proclamation to make it official. He took care of that 8 days later, which is why we celebrate Women's Equality Day on August 26th. The day celebrates the achievements and advancements made by women in various fields, but it can also serve as a reminder of the hurdles women still face. So there are various events and protests around the country planned today. For example, some leaders and activists are gathering in front of the Supreme Court to rally in support of the Equal Rights Amendment. That would change the U.S. Constitution to include a guarantee for women's rights, though it has been controversial for decades. Other people are using the occasion to support local businesses owned by women or donate to charities or other organizations that support women's empowerment. And some companies are taking part. Forbes reports Michelob Ultra just committed $100 million over the next 5 years to women's sports. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.